Hey, Brad.
What's going on, Adam?
I got some exciting news.
Holy crap, they're making a Mighty Ducks 4?
No, but now I'm just really upset that they're not.
Oh, they should.
The exciting news is that beginning Wednesday, August 10th, exclusive About Last Night episodes will be airing on TuneIn. That's right, featuring just Brad and Adam, the original OGs. I know you guys love the ALN episodes that feature amazing celebrity guests, actors, musicians, incredible people with amazing stories. But starting Wednesday, August 10th, for 12 weeks, Brad and I will be releasing episodes with just Brad and I.
Cool. I like those guys.
It's going to be great. And where can people get these episodes, Brad?
They can get these exclusive episodes on the website, tunein.com/aboutlastnight. That's TUNEIN.com/aboutlastnight, or you can download the TuneIn app. Type in TUNEIN and get the TuneIn app to stream these exclusive episodes. Or we also have a player available on aboutlastnightpodcast.com. You can go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com, click on the TuneIn player, and stream the episodes live from there. We can't emphasize this enough. These are exclusive episodes to onlytunein.com. You can't get these anywhere else.
Only available to users of the TuneIn platform. New episodes of Just Brad and Adam doing the About Last Night podcast, no guests, just Brad and Adam.
Oh, well, maybe Al Pacino. He'll come in and have a couple of appearances.
And preview his upcoming episode of The Pacino Attempt.
The Pacino Attempt, coming this fall.
Wait, what was it? You Kiss You.
And Then You Kiss You.
That's every Wednesday starting August 10th on TuneIn. Brad and Adam, exclusive About Last Night podcast episodes. You love it. You want it. And you can get it starting Wednesday, August 10th. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with me, Adam Ray.
And me, Brad Williams.
You went super high with your voice right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was very dwarfy of you.
Okay. Agree with this, agree.
Hey, everybody. It's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Labor Day. It took me a second to realize what holiday it was. Happy Labor Day. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. I'm in Seattle still doing the Bumbershoot Comedy Music Festival. It's been amazing. My first time on this festival, or coming to it, was 1998, freshman year of high school, to see Third Eye Blind headline. And now, what, 18 years later, I'm on the festival, and so are they again. Pretty crazy. It's a full circle moment for sure. A sentimental Third Eye Blind story. You don't hear too many podcasts open with that type of a nostalgia. The festival's been amazing. Goddamn Comedy Jam's been the best. Family friends have come out. It's just a great festival. This is the best time to be in Seattle. So hope you guys are enjoying yourselves and enjoying the day off. So many great episodes coming up. I hope you saw that picture I posted a few weeks ago with some of the guests that are coming up very soon. It's going to be a pretty awesome next few months of the About Last Night podcast. So make sure you are subscribed on iTunes. Make sure you've given us that 5-star rating. Just click on the 5th star on iTunes. Comment on the iTunes page. Helps us climb the charts and keep bringing the funny. Today's episode is one of the best episodes in the history of this podcast. It's somebody who Brad and I both have been fans of for years. She's a comedy beast, works all the time. You've seen her guest star in Curb Your Enthusiasm and now on Lady Dynamite and Parks and Rec. She was a staple of Mad TV. Her story is insane, from moving from Minnesota to L.A., her improv background in Minnesota, coming up with characters, playing some improv with some of her classic Mad TV characters, and breaking down her experience coming back to the reboot of Mad TV with myself and the rest of the new cast. It's just a really fun, funny, insightful episode. And I'm talking about the one and only Mo Collins, baby. Mo Collins. Fuck. So dope. This business lets you find yourself in pretty amazing situations, like being on Mad TV and getting to meet some of my heroes. And Mo is one of them. And she's just, man, such a pro. And I can't wait for you guys to hear this episode. It was so fun from top to bottom. So, of course, follow Mo. I was about to say in real life. Follow Mo. She's going to be getting back into stand-up. So you want to go see her live, but turn on your TV and you'll probably see her. Currently on Lady Dynamite and the new Mad TV. She's on Twitter at The Mo Collins. I'm on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad for Brad, at Aylin Podcast, at Aylin Podcast on Instagram, Adam Ray 33, Brad Williams Comic. Tour schedule, I am about to hit the road hard. All my dates are at AdamRayTV.com. I'm going to have to cancel some dates, unfortunately, because the Joey McIntyre project, which is a new show I'm doing for a new network called Pop, which has a show called Schitt's Creek on it with Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy. We're shooting until October, and I'm going to have to cancel some dates. I will let you guys know. It looks like Sacramento Punchline is going to be canceled, and the Comedy Castle in Detroit is going to be canceled, unfortunately. But I will give updates. Check all my my dates at AdamRayTV.com, and a lot of dates will still stay on the books. So, and of course, Los Angeles Laugh Factory Improv Comedy Store every night I'm in town in L.A. Brad Williams will be in Ontario September 16th through the 17th, Ontario, California, at the Improv. Get your tickets at Improv.com. And then September 19th and 20th and 21st, Brad will be in Tulsa, and then Oklahoma City, and then Wichita at the Looney Bins. So check BradWilliamsComedy.com for all his tour dates. Also go to AstoyMerchandise.com for all your ALN merch, hats, shirts, mugs, posters. Get them, bring them to the shows. I had probably 30 ALN fans at my shows at Bummer Shoot this weekend in shirts, and it was fucking incredible. So make sure you always tag us in your pictures on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and keep showing your support and love that way. Of course, Mad TV, new episode tomorrow night, 9/8 Central on the CW. We got three more episodes left, and then hopefully find out that we get to do it for another 40 seasons. That would be insane. Thanks for tuning to the podcast. Thanks for subscribing. So many great apps, as I said, on the way. So now that we got the tour dates out of the way, that's the merch info. Those are the Twitter handles. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the one and only Mo Collins.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Yeah,
we bring that mic.
Yeah.
Really, there it is. Yep.
Oh, it's a heavy sucker, isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's,
and now grab the mic.
Yeah. I needed to, haven't done much heavy lifting today, so it's good to keep it, the fascia loose.
Well, the fascia? I was about
too young to even know about that.
I was about to smile and nod and like I know what a fascia is, and now I don't. It sounds like an African American female name.
Oh wow! Right? Yeah, but no.
Yeah, kind of, Brad, but absolutely not.
So far from it.
I'm the one that makes the racist comments, so you can just say
two of us. No.
Oh, now we're gonna be competing.
Just kidding.
Oh, dueling racists never ends well for anybody.
Oh, but it's great for society.
Sure, absolutely.
I believe everybody is a little bit. That Avenue Q really hit it on the head with that song. Did you ever see that show?
No.
Really?
Oh, with the puppets.
Do you know of it? The puppet musical that was on Broadway?
Uh-uh.
She thinks she's in a NyQuil dream right now.
Yeah, I am.
You never heard of it? Avenue Q?
How have I not heard of
it? Oh, my God.
It's a Broadway show?
It was, and it won, like, everything when it was out, and it's tours.
How long ago?
Like, what's like, 8 years ago? I think I saw it in 2006 with my
10 years ago.
Girlfriend. Yeah, I was just about to go sober then, so I don't know.
Maybe that's what did it.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, puppets Avenue on stage. Yeah. I need to stop drinking.
Avenue Q meant something else to me.
It does sound like a slang. Like, hey, man, you got that Avenue Q.
Yeah, I got it.
I need that Maybe Avenue Q, man.
Maybe in the back. Maybe it's always in the back.
It makes me see puppets, man.
Yeah, you are the puppet.
See, that's what I've been trying to say. The government's using us as a puppet.
Yeah,
and then the Avenue Q helps cut the strings,
right,
bro.
This is where we put our finger up the government's ass. They're the puppet.
By the way, hearing you describe that just made me see into the future 20 years from now. Old Brad.
Old Brad.
Talking like that.
I'm going to get an Alabama accent.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My mom's from Georgia. Dad's from Texas. It's probably going to perk up at some point.
You hearing something?
I'm not hearing me.
Nothing?
I mean, I'm hearing myself out in the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not on that phone.
How was that?
Better.
But their way.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks.
Yeah, more?
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's all, I love me.
That's Brad.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I'm good now.
Yeah, great.
There it is.
You're from Minnesota.
I am.
Yeah. And
you're from Seattle. They always called us, right?
Yep.
They called us sister cities growing up, that's all I heard was, Seattle is their sister city, Minneapolis. And it's like, awesome, sisters rule.
Really? Why, but is it like stepsisters? Because you guys are so damn far apart.
I don't know.
Also, what's the similarities?
I'm really not sure. I mean, other than, I guess you could say.
You both loved Kirby Puckett?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Remember that guy?
Yes, I do. Are you kidding? I nearly took down a light post because of him.
What?
Wait, what? What's
the
story?
Oh, yeah. When the Twins won, you know, and the city goes nuts. Yeah.
Were you?
We headed right downtown in a pickup truck. And
oh, my God.
It is so great.
There's really nothing better when a sports team wins a championship in the city.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Because you kind of, everyone, you lose. Everything goes out the window as far as rules.
Yeah.
The city kind of goes, yeah, like.
We're doing this.
Yeah. Everyone can kind of run where they want, like, go through stop signs.
If you don't have a story tomorrow at work, then you are a failure.
Yeah. It's kind of the closest thing. Yeah. It's kind of the closest thing we have to the purge.
Yes.
You know, it's like when your sports team wins, it's like, all right, you have 16 hours.
Did you react?
To go nuts.
Did you
nuts.
Do something?
Yeah. To go absolutely.
Did you break a sweat?
Yes.
Wait, so how did you hit a. Take out a light post.
Oh, we climbed it and stuff.
Did you really?
Oh. Yeah, that's what.
That's kind of a secret fantasy of that.
To
and
climb a light post,
going down on Katy Perry, but then climbing a light post
for all of us.
After I wear cherry chapstick, so I feel like I've gone down on Katy Perry all the time. I just keep and when I want to feel like I've got her vagina near my face. I just go right to my cherry chapstick.
By the way, if she doesn't come out with a line of chapsticks. Promoting that idea that, like, wear this color because it's what I wear down there.
And I wear it on both sets of lips. you know, because, you
taste
know,
Perry all the time.
I taste Perry. I taste like Perry.
I
Mo
like
Collins
that.
Tastes like Perry.
Oh, my God. Why didn't we do that sketch?
No kidding.
Because the CW wouldn't allow.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Wowza.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
So you climbed a light post. Was it like one of the most... I got to imagine it's similar to when you see people post pictures on Instagram of like climbing a mountain after they, you know, beat some form of cancer or something. Like it's got to be pretty... You feel very accomplished.
Not
adrenaline?
No, I didn't that one. It didn't. Because there were too many people.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was sort of like an ant on a crumb. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were all just sort of ants on a crumb.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Mm. Now, is there some sort of thought that goes through your head when you get to the top of the light post of, well, now I'm up here.
Dude, I didn't get
I gotta
to the
do
top.
Something.
I didn't
you, oh, you didn't get
top.
To the top?
I'm a tall girl. People want to stand on me.
Oh, boo-hoo. Cry me a river with your height. I get it. Yeah. You're tall. Life is hard.
Yeah. I'm a man in this town. Are you kidding me? They're like, Mo Collins. Who's he? 5'9". That's too tall for this leading man.
Mo Collins does sound like an NBA guard in the 80s.
It was an NFL player.
Really?
He was.
Yeah.
There was Mo Collins, an NFL player.
What position? Do you know? Because if it's like...
Linebacker? I'm not sure. He's a big dude.
Yeah, because if it's like O-lineman, then it's like, damn. Because that's
big
a
dude.
Huge
person. What
was person.
He? The Rams or...
I'll look it up. Hold on. We have internet
here.
He
passed away. I feel terrible.
What?
Other than all of a sudden .com was available. You know what I mean?
That's a big one.
I know. It was a big one. So, you know.
So rest in peace, but also thank you.
Hand it over.
Thanks for the WWW.
Yeah, I'd like my name now.
O-lineman. He was an O-lineman.
Yeah. But
Damon Jamal Collins, nicknamed Mo Collins.
Yeah, kind of sad.
Yeah.
Was that like 4 years ago he passed?
Two, so this is recent.
Nice.
All right.
Well, so I'll take a moment of silence.
Okay. For Mo
log
Collins.
On to MoCollins.com while you're in this moment of silence.
Sure.
I actually haven't gotten it yet.
You don't have it yet?
I'm still grieving.
See, you're
at this point, it's like somebody else because somebody else already has it. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not going to pay for my name.
No, I'm the same way. There's some lawyer in South Carolina that has bradwilliams.com. Now, if he could just go the same route as the aforementioned Mo Collins, that'd be not nice. But
I smell
you know.
A road trip here.
That's a great idea.
I mean,
it's the .com road trip.
You know what?
That's
Let's go get our .coms.
If they made a sequel to Road Trip, that makes sense.
Also, road trip movies just need a simple idea like that.
Yes.
And then fill in the rest with hilarious scenes.
Let's go intimidate the guy that has my domain name.
Have a contest. See who's the better one of that name. Do you know what I mean? Like, step up. Are you as good as your name?
Billy Madison type competition where at the end of the movie they kind of compete in everything.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then maybe
did we just write a script?
I think we did.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna
certainly have an outline.
We're gonna
which
pitch
is
this
mostly
to Fox.
What they do now.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. You say like
who writes
that.
The script anymore? Oh, what's that?
No, you just go you just go to the pitch meeting and say, I got this idea. It's really funny. I can get a lot of stars attached to it. Here's your bag of money.
I know it's that easy, right?
It really
it's
is.
Like that.
Totally. Yeah. That's why none of us have individuals. So we're gonna cry.
Wait. So when
my car's tiny
in Minnesota was. Where did you get like the comedy bug or the acting bug?
Well, I started doing sketch and improv in eighth grade.
Whoa!
Yeah,
I feel like that's
rare. But like, where do you do it at?
Well, I had one of the best teachers in the world, Mr. Hermerding, Erwin Marvin Jones Hermerding, Ert for short, or Herm.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and he's the one that named me Mo, made me audition for this improv troupe. Split my personality down the middle because I was overly shy. Like if I thought I heard my name, Maureen, I would turn red purple.
Wow.
It was nightmare. And he made me audition for this improv troupe and went in eighth grade. And we wrote our own material and then we would go to high schools and perform it.
That's incredible.
I know.
Junior high kids going to high school.
Yeah.
Oh my God. By the way, that's like the most intimidating thing ever.
It was so amazing, though. And then
it's so great.
Yeah. And so I learned it earlier. And then after I had gotten like kicked out of college and didn't know what to do with my life, I remembered that thing improv that I loved so much. So I went and signed up for classes at Dudley Riggs in Minneapolis, Dudley Riggs Brave New Workshop, which is the equivalent of the Groundlings.
Sure.
All the, you know, it's the same thing. Like review, they write reviews. Improv. That's okay. So that's
and
where I did.
That's
where I start.
Now, why did you get kicked out of college?
Oh wow, you really pick up on that. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Low hanging fruit, Brad.
Yeah. I'm
the Charlie Rose of the group, I have to ask the hard hitting questions.
It's hard hitting. I hope my mother isn't listening. She's not. She doesn't acknowledge anything I do. isn't that fun? I like to say that St. Catharines in St. Paul, Minnesota, invited me to leave. They gave me the option of changing or not. And I was like, I'm not going to change. Because what I did, I was trying to be an art student, like painting.
Yeah,
because
you still paint.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go to the school. I wanted to go to an art school. My parents made me, you know, go to the all-girl Catholic school because they thought that might change me.
Change you from what?
I don't know. From the Catholic girl that I already was to... I don't know what they thought. They thought they would keep me there somehow, but...
Strengthen the faith?
Yeah, no. College, all that meant to me was I'm out of the house.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm in a dorm. Nobody's telling me to be home at 10. You know?
It's like, no curfew.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I'm having some beers. And,
in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
What?
But so as an art student, there was a night we smoked a little pot.
Hell yeah. Okay.
And we went down. My dorm was on the fourth floor of this beautiful old building, but the first two floors were classrooms. And so in the middle of the night, we were high, and we went with our pastels, and we did this amazing down the hallway, this incredible artwork, right?
Yeah.
That's the most productive pothead I've ever heard of.
It was so, like, we were listening to music and just...
This sounds like the greatest... I kind of want to do that to my apartment
tonight. It was fantastic.
This sounds like a beginning of an 80s teen movie.
It totally.
Yeah, like this is like a John Hughes, like this is how a group comes together.
And this was chalk I'm talking about here, right? Which washes right off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Mary, I won't say her last name.
Sure.
But turned us in. And so that was it. It was just sort of like, hey, Maureen.
Fuck.
You gonna do that? You gonna change? Or you gonna stick to what we're doing here? And I was like, oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wow. They didn't like that.
No, and neither did my parents.
So they basically were like, yo, can you promise us you won't get high and do cool murals again?
Yeah, I can't promise that because I'm trying to be an artist.
That's what we do.
And you guys got great walls here.
Yeah. Never wanted to come here in the first place. Mom, Dad, I'm Audi 5000. See ya. You know?
And they didn't like hearing that.
That didn't go well. Not in the Irish Catholic household. That didn't go well.
Fuck. Now, were you an only child? Did you have a lot of siblings?
I have two sisters. I'm in the middle.
Okay. And then was the first one doing academia-type things?
Graduated from Notre Dame.
Gotcha. See? I had a feeling.
Dude, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the bomb.
So yeah. That's usually the first child. And then,
yeah. Along comes Maureen.
And then comes Mo.
But you know what? Maureen was all right.
Yeah.
She was actually a really good little... I don't talk to myself about
In third
myself.
Person.
Yeah. It's fine.
Well, I mean, Brad
really
Williams
was.
Sometimes does
really
that,
good,
but whatever.
But the standards were set so high. Not my sister didn't set those standards. My folks did. Mm-hmm. My mom did.
Sure.
Did.
Well, you mentioned that so... this art, what was his name? Vada Schmatz?
Oh, Marvin Jones Herbiting?
Herm
or Ert?
Herm, yes.
Herm.
Is he still with us?
Herm passed away a few years ago riding his motorcycle.
Fuck.
But he inspired.
That's how Herm should go.
I'm telling you.
Living life.
He was a drama coach and a football coach.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the high school football
coach. The jocks and the geeks combined?
When I quit football to do Grease, my football coach was... I mean, couldn't believe.
Oh.
I can't imagine him being like.
Adam, you would have loved Ert.
Wow.
You would have. Do you know who Steve Zahn is?
Yeah.
He's also one of Ert's.
That's incredible.
From
children.
Saving Silverman and many other fine comedic movies.
Well, this guy, like, he inspired so many of us to
no
be
shit.
To be the best. Like, I can still hear him because we kept up all through the years, of course, and every now and then he'd call, and it always would happen to be at the perfect time, and you're like, Mo, you need to be shrewd, you know, and it's like, oh my God.
In regards
God.
To what?
Just like, whatever, you know, life. Like
pep talk.
He would just call with the right thing.
That's
you know?
Amazing.
And I still hear him. He's just very important to me.
So he's the one who, you said, split Maureen
and
kind of developed
Mo. He gave
Mo.
Me the right to that part of myself. Do you know what I mean? He entitled it.
How like did he go about doing it? Just he
just,
recognized that there was.
I don't know how. I don't know why. Maybe because I was so shy. He was like,
"We have to do something drastic.
We got to do something.
Break you away from that.
I don't know what."
But was there any signs of like the chops in you that he picked up on, or what would make you not shy? What environment would?
Well, the improv did. I mean, it really did. It because I didn't have to be me. I could be anybody but me.
Yeah.
Right? I could be bold. Mm-hmm. You know, I could be a boy. I could be an old lady. I didn't have to be me.
Yeah.
And that was just key, you know?
I had a little bit of that, too. It's like, and then when you commit hard enough to it and you kind of get lost in it, then it's like really comforting to live in that for a little bit.
It's
and not
saved
be
my
you.
Life so many times during my 51 years. It really has. It has saved my life, being able to step outside. Like, I could be in the worst place, right?
Yeah.
Just the worst place. And you're behind that curtain and you're about to go on and do a show. And you're like, there's no way I can't. Oh, there's no way I can do this. I am death right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you walk out and it's all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it changes you. And so that when you come back, you're not quite in that place that you were before you stepped out.
Right.
I mean, it saved me.
It's essentially taking a drug without taking a drug.
It's totally is.
Escaping into that world where it's now I'm high. And then, you go out there, and then you see the audience, and that realization hits you like, oh, right, I got to do something now. Like,
yeah, and I can't I've got to do something for them.
Yes.
How amazing.
Not for myself.
This is the best place to be always in life, is doing something for somebody else. But, wow, like, that's the beauty of the show.
Did you have, some pretty classic characters in the eighth grade when you were...
Or
were they imitations of people?
I don't remember what I did in eighth grade.
Yeah.
But the high school kids were receptive.
I believe they were.
Yeah.
God, see, that's what they mean by Minnesota nice. Because
I know, right?
I just think that if the junior high kids from where I was came to perform for the high school kids, all the high school kids would just throw things at them. Like I don't.
Well, I don't know, but
well
I feel like funny kind of transcend. Like they probably were. Yeah, and they probably were like had more respect. I'm like, oh shit, right? And then it's almost an easier transition to high school because people want to be around the funny people,
right?
Right?
Oh, man.
Why are people from Minnesota so nice?
What is it? Because you have the best malls.
God, that stupid mall.
Do people there hate it? They go to it a lot. Anytime I go to Minnesota, that place is packed.
Yeah. Is it really?
Orange Julius, yeah. Line around the block.
It's a mall. It's the same stuff that's in every mall. It's just more of them.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, I was not too excited about it when I lived there and it went up. The only thing I used it for was when my son was born, I would take the stroller out there. And it was a place in the winter to walk.
Yeah, yeah.
For miles.
Yeah. Miles.
You know?
So. Yeah, you just do two laps around the mall, and then you come outside, you're like, what year is it?
What? Who's president?
Who's president?
Are the Beatles still playing?
Show me a newspaper, somebody.
And it comes spinning in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming with a beard. Like, where'd that come from?
I have been so high and so lost in that mall.
Have you
and
really?
Oh, yeah. Kind of traumatizing.
Well, there's a stand-up club in there now.
Yes,
yeah,
there
House
is.
House of Comedy.
Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I go there once a year.
It's a big room. You should.
Yeah,
they would love you.
Yeah, be a homecoming for
it's
you.
It's cool. They're good crowds, too. I mean, it's
somewhat. Well, they're
somewhat,
nice.
Yeah.
I've noticed that comedy, like some of the best comedy audiences are in bad weather areas. Because they like to go, inside. Like
it
sort of funnels everyone and forces them to be inside.
I think there's something about that. Like my favorite club I played was Hilarities in Cleveland.
Cleveland, yep.
Brad does it all the time. Yeah.
Oh God, I loved Hilarities.
Yeah, and just that whole street
everything
that's on.
About, yeah, the owner, everything, just sort of a great stand-up experience.
Yep.
The audience was spectacular.
Yep.
And there, too, is kind of that same Midwest nice.
Yeah.
Know, just happy to laugh. And
yeah, just.
Oh, so good.
Please let us forget about the fact that it's balls cold outside. Please.
My car's not going to start when I leave the show.
Yes.
Make me forget about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, I love that you did stand up. And
yeah.
At what point?
Yeah, when'd you start? Because
you got out here?
I started, it was after Mad. My Mad Years.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I think I was about, somewhere around 42 or something. And I went with a friend who was starting to go around to the clubs and stuff, and I feel like I might have even met you during that time.
Yeah? The friend wasn't Michael McDonald, was it? Because he did that after Mad.
I know. I used to... So I'd pop in and do like 10 minutes, 15 minutes here and there because people are like, hey, you're Mo Collins. Do you want to do some stand-up? Well, I was like,
pretty rad.
Sure.
Yep.
And so I
don't have an act, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I just went up. But that's the improv
part
of it, you know. And then I heard that the Tampa Improv, they had somebody pull out on a Sunday night for, you know, the Thursday coming up that week to headline. And I was like, I'll do it. So cut to me on a plane with a water bottle going, what are those things that I used to kind of do in these 10 minutes? And I tried to make an arc, you know, of the stories.
On the water bottle?
On the water bottle.
Wow.
That went up with me on stage.
Not even a
then.
Cocktail napkin.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was one of those tall water bottles.
Oh, okay.
It was actually a Fiji like this. Like it was.
It was the trucker size.
It was a tall Fiji because it had the flat side and with a
trophy.
I wrote... I put an order together of the stories that I would tell from stuff that I'd done and just kind of going up. And it was fantastic.
They loved it.
Yeah, and then I just kept doing it.
That's awesome.
So there wasn't like some thought in your head like, okay, this is post-Mad. I need to do something to keep the paychecks coming because, but you always kept working. Like your IMDb page is nuts.
Yeah, it's terrific, but I'm still in the same place I've been living in for 18 years. You know, it's like nothing pays.
Well, you got great walls to paint and when you're high. Why would you leave?
You should see my walls. Woo, my walls. My walls. My fascia. My walls. Woo.
Was there ever a hesitation when you're like, why am I doing stand-up? Or were you just like, this is like a next fun thing?
It was something I hadn't really done yet, full throttle, you know, headlining. And so, it's like I have a love affair with comedy, and I'm willing to look and try at every single aspect of it. I want to. And so this, and how great, like, it's all up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really did fall in love with it. I liked how it was, it's like surfing. I don't know why I say that. I've never surfed. But yeah.
But I imagine it's like that.
But let's pretend like I do. That's
yeah.
More
no, yeah.
But you know, that feeling of just sort of the art of it, of letting the wave go back out so that you can bring it back in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you let it go back out. You can't. They can't stay up on a, you know.
No, you can't.
It's not high.
Yeah, you can't
5-0.
Do 45 minutes of nonstop.
It can't.
You can't.
But that's the beauty.
They'll
of
tire
it.
Out. So yeah, you need to give them a break.
And I got so into the art of that and finessing that and that manipulation.
Yeah.
Of yourself with this audience.
It's pretty incredible.
Woo!
Yeah.
That is.
There's
cool.
No rush like it.
There's nothing
and
like it.
And the sketch rush is amazing.
So great.
But,
ensemble
yes.
thing is just.
I mean,
know,
yeah. I mean,
it's the best. Mm-hmm. But this is, but as you know, stand up is.
Yeah.
But that too is a relationship, because this is my whole thing about comedy, is that you cannot be in comedy and not feel like you're in a relationship with the audience. If you don't,
yeah.
then in my opinion, in my opine, something's off. You there. This is that's exactly what comedy is. It's building a relationship with your audience.
Gotcha.
It's very important to me. And
yeah.
So it was just another fantastic way of doing that. Like being in a... Who's in here?
That's Norman.
Yeah, that's Norman.
Hi, Norman.
He
does our social media.
He's the neighborhood night stalker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But he's chill. I let him sit in that chair for a couple minutes.
He's cool.
Jerks off every now and then. I don't know where. I leave the room.
Is he going to get on my back? That's all I care about. I'm
you know, I wish
to wear
I could
this
say
t-shirt
no.
tomorrow, too.
You're going to double down on that
yeah,
shirt?
Yeah, I'm doubling down. I'm trying to, you know, save on water. And, you
I
know,
heard we're in a drought, so.
I hear we're in a drought. I haven't watered my lawn in years.
Now it finally got to the point where now everyone who doesn't water their lawn's like, yeah, no, I'm doing it for the drought. Yeah, no, that's the reason why I'm not watering
my lawn.
Oh,
I know. No, I'm not. I'm doing it so I can save on my water bill.
Do you pay attention to things like that?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
I live check to check, Adam.
Yeah. Do you have like the
check to check the
energy saving lights?
Oh, I do all that. I shut stuff off. I've got everything as low as I can get it.
So
LA.
It's not. It's really just conservative.
Yeah.
Because I'm not rich. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Do you think global warming is real?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do believe so.
Wouldn't it be great if I said it's not?
Especially if this was a call-in show right now, I would say
lines just blow up.
Like, please stick with that.
Oh, you didn't know that this is just the intro to Adam and Brad's ultra-conservative podcast?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a long
yeah.
intro.
All right.
What's happening?
So gays, we hate them, right?
What is happening?
and let me tell you, I'm an expert on black people.
Oh,
that's what I know about. That's what I know about. I can tell you exactly what's going on in their lives. All
oh
of them.
Oh, my God. Why am I shackled? This is horrible. I got to get out of here.
I'm fascinated with people that, because I did not move out to L.A. I was born and raised kind of out in Southern California. So
oh, wow.
I'm fascinated for the people that did move out here.
Yeah.
What was the moment where when you're in this improv troupe in Minnesota, where you say, all right, I'm going to L.A.
Yeah. Well,
what was your mind process at that time?
Let's see.
Mind process. What mind the process, fuck am I doing?
Jesus.
Mind
yeah.
process.
Dude.
That sounds like a Scientology book.
The guy.
Yeah. Honestly, it was...
What's your thetan meter?
You got it, Matt. Let's do this. Okay, let me get you in my headset. Frame of mind. Mo Collins at 31. I did it because I had a kid. That sounds very strange, but I had my son,
mm-hmm.
and I just went, how am I going to be the best parent that I can be? It's certainly not staying here in Minneapolis mm-hmm. for him, because then, you know, the line, it's not really, you're not going uphill. It just sort of is this flat line.
You're stationary.
Eventually, you're very stationary. You can only do so much up there. It's commercial work, and, you know, that's it. There's not enough work.
Mm-hmm.
I believed in myself, and I thought, well, I have to try this, and the best reason to go is to show my son that you go for your dreams. You believe in yourself. You do what you have to do. You follow your passion.
Yeah.
So he screamed. He cried.
Of course, he left his friends. Wait, how old was he?
He was two. He didn't know.
Okay. He was 36.
He was 36.
He goes, I've developed long-lasting relationships.
Yeah.
Like, that, those are a lot 36. Of words for a two-year-old.
Yeah. He's not grown living here in L.A. He's still on the teat. God bless him.
I'm breastfeeding into the 522nd trimester.
I'm always looking for ways to stay interesting, and having my son on my teeth is one of them.
That's Mo Collins, at Mo Collins on Twitter. Colin now.
Especially in the Valley, you know. Sure. It's unexpected.
Sure.
You know?
And you can't trust the milk here.
Yeah, you got me going through a drive-through coffee shop, and it's like, is that her son on her teeth?
This Starbucks is really wild.
Yeah.
I mean, so you move out here, and then you just walk off the plane or get out of your car and go, all right, fuck. Now what do I do?
It's time to go.
Like, did you have a friend out here that you could...
I had some friends out here who'd come out a year earlier. Like, they didn't have kids and, mm-hmm. and things to hold them down. And they had come out and were... I had come out a year before with a bunch of girlfriends of mine, and we had put together this original play. And that had gotten some attention and from casting and stuff. So it's like, I got to do this. And so I did. I sold my house up there and moved out. But then you're here. Then you gotta do something. And I really only had sketch improv background,
right.
You know, and commercial work.
Yeah.
So I
feel like
you
booked a lot of commercials. Yeah.
When I got here.
Yeah.
I booked a couple when I got here, but it really was because of this play that I did, this original play with friends, and I got kind of noticed by a casting person. And oh, guess what? Audition came up.
What?
Mad TV.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was really just...
But that is a classic example of creating your own good luck.
You know, it was the universe saying, well done with your leap of faith.
Yeah.
And because there was no other way I was going to get into this town with my resume. But mm-hmm. I did have sketch and improv. And
the play was funny, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
ahead of its time, actually. Kind of, we even got a meeting at Carsey Warner as possible development. And
no
it was
kid.
Real weird when we were in there, though. The dude was just, he just kept like playing with his seat. I'm going to let that ellipses ride.
Playing with his.
Playing with his.
Calligraphy pen.
Yeah. CD collection. But
too many Tracy Chapman discs.
A room full of funny women, and he's just like, hey, have you seen this CD? And it's like, we have a brilliant idea here.
Yeah.
That's
and
weird.
So nothing ever happened. And then down the line, of course, I'm seeing shows, and I'm like, that's exactly like what we were doing, the single cam, you know, just
whoa.
Sort of that single camera world.
Yep.
Like this, that really slow world all of a sudden became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we had done it back in... I guess that was, what, 97 that we did that play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and that just shows that, like, because there's so many people that when they get out here, they don't want to do an open mic, or they don't want to do a small play.
You got to do
it
all.
Yeah. They're just like, well, no, I just go up to, I'm here. I should just have a meeting with Judd Apatow, right? Like, that's what I should do?
Sure, but how are you going to get that meeting? It's
right.
Like, I did everything. You know, I did have a commercial agent who just really liked Minnesota people, which is how I
that's
got
awesome.
In there.
That helps.
And so she was sending me out. And, of course, I had my two-year-old at the time. My husband at the time was touring on Stomp, so he wasn't around. So I had, you know, I was like single parenting and trying to make my way in L.A., and I'd have this cute little two-year-old sitting in the audition with me, and all this was crazy. But then I'd go do... There were different alternative comedy clubs that I would do different things on. You know, like friends...
Workshop characters and stuff?
We'd write, you know, like a friend... my cousin Jerry Collins, who's a fantastic writer, he and I would... We did a couple things, you know, just at these alternative comedy clubs that were out here. You know, like Maskers Pizza Club, and I can't even remember the names of them, but always doing.
I read something, and I want to know if this is true, that one of your odd jobs was you were working at a murder mystery theater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
In Minnesota, yeah.
Oh, wow. In Minnesota.
Yes.
Okay, so this wasn't out in L.A.
No.
The odd jobs.
Mystery Cafe.
Mystery Cafe.
That's how I survived. That was the best.
Great training?
We had the best time. My friend Lee Adams is the one that wrote it, put it together. He was amazing. And he paid his actors. Like, we made money.
Wow.
You know, we got paid, I don't know, it was like $100 a show. That's a lot of money back then.
Yeah, and
that's a lot of money I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a Mystery Cafe.
There's a lot of comics I would love to be paid $100.
Yeah, I'd find myself doing two, three shows a night. That's what How much a show? Okay.
What was your role in it?
Oh, God, I wore fake teeth in it. It was so fun, like super physical. I sweat so hard doing this character. Sally, I don't know. It was a just a, and I don't even remember that much.
Yeah, well, sure.
Other than the wig and the glass. Just a crazy, crazy character, and we laughed our balls off.
That's the best.
Oh, sure. It was such a good time. And then we'd hang out afterwards and drink. You know, those are good days.
Yeah, those are the day, those are the days coming up, and you guys are all you guys all have the same dream. Like no one got to the murder mystery theater. He's like, I've reached my peak.
Yeah,
this is my dream the entire time.
No,
yeah,
they did not.
So you're all so you're all kind of bonding together over that experience.
Definitely, and the people the other everybody was fantastic. Like they really the caliber was great.
I was gonna say like experiences like that, especially the show, but also the people that you have around you is so instrumental in like the and you
so
even
good.
Wanting to continue after that.
Yeah,
I was telling somebody the other day about how if I didn't have. You know, funny friends around me, like in high school, that not only, you know, encouraged what I was doing, but like made me laugh and could banter back and forth.
Yeah.
And none of them are doing comedy now.
Really?
But a couple of them are some of the funniest people, I think. I think everyone has people like that. Where
oh,
they're like,
yes.
My friend Bob is like, you know, he works in construction, but the dude is, you know, and I think,
so,
right?
I know, I definitely, Cheryl Hawker, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Tom Winter. You want to. You know,
like those are people I would think
those laughs,
my Academy Award speech
yeah.
like where it's like thank you for just being like and very selflessly because and they probably knew at that point that they weren't going to do it but they were just like it's fun
these
to
these people actually still are but not you know they haven't maybe had as much success
sure.
as I hate even saying that because
sure.
I just think they're so brilliant but
mm-hmm.
But you know they still are actors
yeah.
and very good and very funny and you know, but they're just people that are from that part of your life where, God, we just had such a good time.
Yeah. So the Mystery Cafe, that was, I mean, almost like a pre-Mad TV world. You must
that
have
was
been
before I moved out.
Yeah. But
LA.
That whole experience and that, like,
that was after Dudley Riggs, because I also did a stint down. I lived 2.5 years down in Orlando, Florida, too, where I was doing improv down there.
Oh, nice.
But then went back to Minneapolis for a few years before coming out to L.A. So
uh-huh.
I've really been around. Oh, what a life. What a life, you know? Can you keep up?
a lot of jet setting.
Mm-hmm.
When does the character Lorraine like come up in your life or when do you create that?
Well, Lorraine was created in Minneapolis.
What?
I auditioned with her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You auditioned Too Mad with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that character was already there. Yes, she was.
She was a little different,
yeah.
You know, because actually she had a partner, another woman,
yes.
And we were.
I mean, that was always the rumor.
Just these two Minnesota women, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
So you know, there was a lot of guilt too in taking her, and I changed her somewhat, but you know, I basically took the character from the duo and sort of expanded her for the purposes of Mad TV.
Yeah. Did you call the other person and say, yo, I'm doing this? Or
No, because it wasn't like exactly the same. I don't know how, but I definitely took like the, you know, the mannerisms of Lorraine, the cough and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the cough was there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that. It's real. But
what
it
do you
was
even think?
Really, really slower. Like, our whole thing that my friend Melissa Denton and I would do, we called them the Banks Ladies because there was this place in Minneapolis that was like a thrift store. And that it in Minnesota, it's just there's just that non-speak. It's very and those sounds like, are just kind of to let the other person know that they're still there.
Yeah.
Still with you.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Just you kind of keep the other person. It's like a tale between actual sentences of things like.
That's the ellipses.
Yeah, I'm
almost.
Hungry too. Yeah, are you hungry? You know. Yeah. Yeah, I could eat. You know, it's just that slow Minnesota.
Yeah.
But we. Yeah.
Like a little giddy up right before the next.
I mean, if you go back to the first Lorraine on Mad TV, and we used to do them in three parts because there was a pace to her that was so slow.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, the way Mad TV goes, then things get, you know, they go to 11.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she started off just very slow, like with a box of tacks, which is what I went into the writer's room with to try and explain how Lorraine works.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just went in and started playing with a box of tacks. That ended up being the sketch, you know.
Fuck. So what, just her going to like a hardware store?
She was at a garage sale. And yeah. So it's literally then by the third time we cut back to Lorraine, the lights are out and it's like, please go away. You know, but she's still out there with the box of tacks.
Right, fiddling with it.
Considering them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, it seemed like a majority of the Lorraine sketches were her sort of discovering something.
That is the absolute essence of Lorraine.
Yeah.
The discovery.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
Of the,
I'm so glad you totally picked up on it. I don't have any prizes for you. I could give you the shirt off my back, but again, I'm planning on wearing it tomorrow.
Sure, sure.
Can I bring it back?
Yeah, absolutely. And
a couple days from
and
now.
And I'll hang it up in my office. It's like some guys have sports jerseys. I'll have this.
Yeah.
This is my John Elway jersey, and this is my Mo Collins
and
shirt.
And they'll be like, oh, I know that NFL player.
Full circle.
Yeah.
It's called a comeback.
That's a lotus.
Yeah.
Is that how you approach? I mean, did you have that in mind when you were even just developing Lorraine like that?
No.
Because my question is, in coming up with a character, like, is there some sort of outline that you, or did somebody explain, like, this is what you, these are the things you should focus on
for the audition or for just in on Mad TV?
For you.
Well, Lorraine was just sort of, she was just something we did for fun up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people liked it. We did it at this, like, midnight show that they had there called Balls. And it
good
was every
title.
Yeah. It was hosted by Leslie Ball. And that was her name.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, it was brilliant.
Perfect.
And there was, it was just the coolest, you know, how in a awesome city like
yes.
that, you've got this awesome, yeah. energized room yeah. at midnight.
And midnight is the best.
Yeah. God.
There's secret shows.
Yeah.
We'll do stand-up in cities that have, like, there'll be, like, a midnight show on
yeah.
Saturday, and they'll be like, hey, after your shows at whatever improv, will you come over and do that one? And
yes.
I'm, like, always so pumped to do
always
it.
Always,
it's just, yeah. Always,
oh,
yes.
Absolutely. And that's what this was, in this awesome little theater. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, we'd go, we'd just write something up and just do the Banks Ladies somewhere,
yeah.
you know.
Is yeah. it just the more you do it, the more things you find? I guess just
yeah,
like anything,
we only
right?
did it like three times, and that you know I didn't have when the Mad TV audition came up. I didn't like go into my closet and go, okay, well, time to pull out this character and that
right.
character.
People think that
I
by the way.
I didn't have. Oh no, I did not have characters per se. Like at Dudley Riggs, you did the sketch show, but there was no such thing, especially in improv. You don't repeat yourself. You don't do the same
yeah.
character.
Right, it's one and done.
I know
yeah.
they groom for that at places like Groundlings.
Sure.
Like, you're working on that character
yeah.
that I didn't have that. So I had to build some things for the audition specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly didn't do impressions before. So that was a really fun
did
audition.
You get together with people to prep for that? Or did
no.
You just, no, just...
No, too embarrassing.
Was Matt already on when you joined the cast?
Mm-hmm. I came in season 4.
So, okay, so you knew...
Oh.
You knew what it was.
Yes.
Okay.
I was up in Minneapolis. I just had a baby, and that show came on, and I went, oh, my God, I'm late to L.A.
Wow.
They started without me. Just
wow.
because the show had so many funny women, for one thing, that
yeah.
it really spoke to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, oh,
anybody
I'm
in
late.
Particular? Or a sketch or a character? I mean, something that just popped it.
Just all
yeah.
of them. Just the whole feel of it. The energy of all of it.
I do,
you know.
Yeah. If you look, I mean, people always compare like Mad to SNL because
yeah.
it's the only two things like it on television.
Yeah.
But I do feel that Mad had
well, the Bonnie Hunt show got close with a couple. There's a couple. You can't totally see it, but Mo almost spit her water out. That's how funny my Bonnie Hunt reference was and is and will be.
Bonnie Hunt's always a good reference.
God. This is what's so weird. It's like, I haven't heard Bonnie Hunt's name in forever.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, I saw a picture of her on somebody's feed or on FB yesterday, and then
yep.
all of a sudden, you're saying Bonnie Hunt. And I'm like, there's going to be a third.
You're going to see her now.
Bonnie Hunt's going to be show up at your door.
I might rear end her on the way home tonight.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
God, if we're all lucky.
Dear diary.
Dear diary. I want nothing more than to rear end Bonnie Hunt.
Well, if you read
I'd
the secret.
I'd pay for everything. I would.
But like what I was going to say is Mad did seem to have more stronger female characters in terms of like the characters, female characters that would drive a scene. Whether it would be your Miss Swans or your Lorraines or like whatever it was.
They did have
those characters. And
I know.
So, and then did you see that and go like, oh shit, like this is where I need to go?
Yes.
That's
I did.
So cool.
I absolutely did. Yeah.
And then just this casting director comes and sees the play and goes, hey, do you want to go out? Do you want to try out?
Do you want to go out?
Yeah, you want to try out?
Well, I got on my knees.
And now you know how she got the end. I know she got
the best monologue.
Then I turned around. show me all your holes.
Coming to the CW this fall.
Yeah.
Show me all your
show
holes.
Show me all your holes. Echo. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That casting director told another casting director, you got to see Mo Collins for this Mad TV television program.
Oh, so you knew what it was, and you knew what was essentially on the line.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew. It was just like, yes, this one, this. And then I'll never forget, I think it was about my fourth or fifth audition. There were six total.
Wow. Yeah. That's about what? Now six, like including the test, yeah?
I guess so. Yeah, so it was about the fourth.
Mixing and matching of people and
No.
Just going back and doing new sides of the same.
Damn thing.
Wow.
Sides.
You guys improvised everything?
We just did, the audition was three characters and three impressions.
Wow.
Or more.
That's what our test was, but the auditions were like.
Sides.
Like, I think. Sketches that you guys had done.
Come on.
Yeah. And then some stuff I think it was all old material.
Some new things. You didn't have to do like new characters and impressions?
We did in the very first one.
Okay.
And then once we got to the second one, it was then a bunch of people, and then you get paired up for scenes.
Yeah.
And then there were everybody, guys and girls, had a monologue that you would do to show something solo. And then the next one was more mixing and matching of the same stuff and a couple new scenes.
My gosh.
And then the test was just you by yourself doing characters and impressions.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But still, I mean,
that's
still
so interesting.
Rigorous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different, I guess.
Yeah.
So you go in for the first one and you do.
I did Lorraine. I did Trina. And I did my Sally Kowalski, Scani, a Packer fan.
Yes. The best.
That was totally, I put that together totally because Mad TV was on Fox and they were hosting the NFL.
Whoa.
I was totally trying to be a little franchise bitch. I was.
Like, look, this, I can promote your other thing.
Yeah, and maybe they'll get me to a GD Packer game.
Right.
That's right, you're a big Pack fan.
Yeah, I am.
Wow. From Minnesota, but
I know.
Big Pack fan.
Yeah, so I'm like
kind of
metal.
Blasphemous.
I'm made of metal.
Have you had like, have you had far fantasies, as they're referred to? Because I just said that. It's not a real thing. I don't know if
it's not a real thing.
I love how he just says it like, well, we all know what far fantasies are.
Yeah.
They, you know.
You're really trying to. What's going on in that head?
I'm just curious. Have you imagined being at a table, a bowl of beefaroni, far across the table? No, but he was. I mean, why the Packers in Minnesota? Like, what?
My dad is from Wisconsin, so I grew up a Packer fan.
It's kind of. It seems a lot of fun to be a Packer fan. I'll
it's
be
fantastic.
Honest.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, you own the team.
Yes.
You literally
it's
own the
so
team.
Great. It's just so great. It, you know, and I went to a pregame last year, and it was so fun being at Lambeau and with my dad.
That's definitely on my sports bucket list.
It's incredible.
Being at Lambeau with her dad.
Yes, with your dad.
With my dad.
Because I've heard he's incredible.
Look, we can we can make that happen. Okay. Now after I hit Bonnie Hunt, the first thing I'm going to do. Yeah. Is call my dad. He'll be in bed. Never mind.
True.
When I bring my shirt back. See how I just keep
going? Wow.
2 days when I bring my shirt back for you as a prize.
Yes.
I'll get you my dad's digits.
All right.
They
go
still saying
there.
Digits?
They are. Yeah.
They're still saying digits.
Did your dad love comedy? Is he so pumped when you got on Mad?
Well, they didn't really know what it was.
Oh, really?
Do you know? I don't think they still do.
Really?
Not really.
I mean, but they know obviously now that you make a living. Like
no.
No?
No, they don't think I do.
Do they still say, like, there's always nursing school?
My mother suggested I be a real estate agent a few years back.
Oh, Jesus.
It's oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, she can't acknowledge.
So that never stops.
What I do.
Is that, where does that come from? That's the...
Deep in a dark, dark place. you'll have to talk to her about that.
We're having her on next week.
My mom doesn't like me. She doesn't like what I do, I guess. And
weird.
Just that's just how it is.
Yeah. I mean, my stepmom's like that with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Just can't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
it's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
what? Like, comedy's the greatest gift in the world.
Oh, my God.
And it's like can unite, like, all types of anybody's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And you get a front row seat to it. And you don't want that seat?
You don't want it? That's cool because there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've had nothing but love my entire life.
I am so...
Well, Brad, your parents had no choice, okay?
When they
took you out of that tree, they
after
said...
After I hit Bonnie Hunt. Okay? And, you know, go take some pictures of my fascia. I'm going to beat you up. Throw you in the pool and ride you.
Damn it.
While you're unconscious. And then
I always knew that's how it
goes. Because you're unconscious in a pool, I will save you and I will get my ass on TMZ. And maybe somewhere within that, I will be verified on Twitter.
Wow.
How are you not verified on Twitter?
Do you know that I filled out a form a week ago?
What?
There's a form? Yeah, somebody told me about it because I get it all the time. People are like, why aren't you verified? And people are finding other Mo Collins all the time. Like, I see my people writing messages that are supposed to be to me, but it's to some other Mo Collins.
Sure.
Somebody was like, you know, there's a form. So I did it a week ago and nothing.
Yeah. Like, I've got a friend who's like a entertainment columnist for a small newspaper in Austin, and she's verified. I'm like, how the fuck does that work?
I don't know. It's like maybe another decade in this business.
Yeah.
Maybe then, huh? You can stick your bird up my twat. We'll see.
You hear that, Twitter?
Yeah.
Verify Mo Collins.
Yeah.
Stick
or start twatter.
Do you tweet a lot? You're pretty active on it.
I don't shy away from it. I mean, I'm not like crazy on it.
Yeah.
It depends. If there's something going on, then I get on it. Do you know what I mean?
I saw you post something, I think it was on Twitter or Facebook, after the episode that you came on Madden did.
Yeah.
Which was incredible.
We had so much fun.
That was the most fun night I've had in a long time, and especially for the run of the show.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so nice to hear.
Because
that was the return of Lorraine, too.
Yeah. And just because the first sketch being, you just set the tone. I think I told you this, but it was just like there was... And everyone who's come back has been great, but you just made it very comfortable.
Oh, good.
And you just set a tone of like this is what I'm doing, and this is what you should all be doing, and this is what's going to happen. And it was like not in a bullying fashion, but just a very much of like. And then obviously too, you're coming in with such a built-in respect, and everybody like being so pumped to be opposite you.
That's nice.
And then. Yeah, and having the first sketch be so playful and loose.
Well, you know, I really did.
Which was the whole thing
for me about coming back, you know, they're like, would you come back and do a Lorraine? I mean, I really had said, like, I'm not doing Lorraine again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I got that call from Scott King, and I thought, well, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Why the hell wouldn't I do Lorraine? If I don't, they'll be mad at me. Like, my fans, why wouldn't I give my fans what they want?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in this to serve me, you know. I in serving other people get served.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't I do it? And then it became this whole thing about how awesome it is that I have the privilege of stepping back in time and pretending like it's all happening again.
That's insane. Yeah.
It was insane.
I can't imagine.
And so there were moments like I would literally be feeling inside my body the, you know, mid-30s self, and I would expect my little son to come walking around the corner. Like, it was so surreal and cool for me, and I enjoyed the experience so much. So yeah, when the audience was there, it's like I wanted to share with you guys so much too, like the fun that we used to have, because that fun and that relationship with the audience is the reason that the show was on the air for 14 seasons.
Yeah.
It wasn't because we had support from Fox, because we didn't.
Didn't.
And it was our fans, and it still is. The reason the show came back is because of that love.
Yeah.
It's just...
They wouldn't have brought it back if there wasn't a love for the show.
They wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Shows don't come back like that.
Yeah, it's like, This one got no ratings, so let's bring it back. Let's try it again, like the Jason Alexander, like Meet Bob, whatever the hell the fuck
I
that
I just
show
wanted
was.
To play against so yeah. bad because it's it, it really obviously doing Mad TV is one of the highlights of my life career, you know. So
yeah, so why wouldn't one
so great.
Why wouldn't you want to try that suit
oh,
on again?
I see that audience out there, and mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you stand ups, it's like,
and having Scott, right? Scott King was there when you were there, right?
The first day I went in to just sort of pitch Lorraine.
Yeah,
he was there for that. Yeah, when I worked with a couple of the writers,
yeah,
guy and Baron Holtz. Yeah, so
you posted a really cool, excuse me, video of you in the what, the makeup chair or the wig chair, putting on the wig for that was pretty awesome.
That thing got almost a million.
It went viral
in a week. It almost got a million views.
Yeah,
no kidding.
If you haven't seen it, I guess it's on your Facebook page. Yeah,
it's on my Facebook page. I really should have monetized that bitch. I did after the fact. Too late.
it's
already
timing.
Posted.
It's yeah, good.
I'll
it
learn.
Did its job.
I'll learn. But you know, it's like I didn't understand. I thought I sent it to Salzman, like, hey, this is happening. Like, there was no promo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that just spoke to me. It was like, wow, that's just off my Facebook fan page that doesn't have a lot of
How good does viewers. That feel that...
It was amazing.
Because you're like, oh, wow, they, like...
People flipped out. It was like watching...
The show hasn't been on for how many years, but
God.
Then... That you see that wig and people get excited again.
Oh my gosh!
They remember you.
It was such a cool behind the scenes thing too, to
really
be like to show the exact moment when you're. I mean, that was
it
like
was.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm so glad I took it.
Capture that for yourself.
I did capture it for myself because you can see my eyes when I actually see myself in the mirror, not just the phone.
Yeah,
you see that. I was like, oh. Like,
and then you still,
really, it was
and you
so
had like
weird.
A genuine, like overwhelming emotion, and then you still like. End it with like funny, which is like what's so brilliant about it. You know, it's like you didn't get so taken aback by it that you just go, "Wow, this is great," and then it stops. It's like,
and some people were really psyched. Like they wrote to me personally because they've always wondered. They wanted to see the transition into Lorraine, like what it, and there it is. Like I show you what happens when I put on the glasses.
Well, sure, because that's
oh,
not,
think about
because that's not your face. That's not like how
I
you
like,
walk around. Like
I do, but.
when you rear end Bonnie Hunt tonight,
you know I got to wake in my car.
Yeah, that face is going to be made.
My neck.
Is your show still on the air? Yeah. Can I come on it?
Yeah. She's not going to hear the cars hitting. She's going to hear.
Ugh. That's how you know it's coming.
What's this on my bumper? And I'm like, well,
it's like Jaws instead of the cello. That, that's what you hear.
Yeah, it's not a crunch. It's just like.
Doing I that love, live must have been awesome too.
Doing what?
Doing Lorraine, the sketch that we did live was
phenomenal.
Yeah.
And thank you again so much for playing.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, it's just, you gotta have
it was an
you gotta
honor.
Have somebody to play.
Yeah. Well, I love how you said after we got the first take, and then she says this to Amir and I, like during the live tape, she goes, "All right, they got their one. Now this one's for us." And like that was such
that.
A like I was like not like, all right, fuck this script and time to make up everything. But like,
no,
definitely have complete. And you get to a certain point.
They have all their shots.
Yes.
Now here comes the possibility of everything else.
Yeah.
Here
comes the reason maybe you wanted me here in the first place.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's just play.
Yeah.
It's playtime.
That was a very freeing, awesome, like.
Well, that's got to be such a relief because I'm sure there's many times in whatever production where, like, one actor is like, okay, let's have fun. Let's go. Let's play. And the other actor's like, no, stick to the script. But to have everyone on the same page, just like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
That's got to be a cool
it's
moment.
It's brilliant when you find people like Adam that you can do that. It's I mean, I live for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
There were some amazing moments. And, you know, unfortunately,
they didn't make it to television.
I mean, it's still so great.
I know.
But
I
there was so. But
I was
there
a little
was,
sad when I saw the sketch.
Me too.
Because, you know, it's like part of the thing, too, is the discovery was taken out.
Oh,
you know,
really?
It was just sort of, the discovery, which then to me, it's not really a Lorraine sketch. It just sort of goes from some sort of. Bits of Lorraine that were put together.
It's always like it's always like Lorraine shopping for a bed,
yeah,
and discovering a bed, and like all the
discovery was cut out. And just sort of went to one thing of the discovery to the next thing to the next, and now we're over here.
Yeah.
So it didn't have it was, and the sketches are a lot quicker on the CW version.
I think so.
And so
there's not as much room for things to breathe, and I don't know if that's you know, we unfortunately, which is one of the tough things about when you are so involved, then to just be so removed immediately after. And not have any say.
I knew it was going to. I was expecting that.
Oh, really?
If I'm being perfectly honest. Yeah. And like I say, I did. The night was for myself and my co-players. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. So I had already let go of what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because
you can't go in with the mindset of it's going to be snipped out or watered down, because then you're really fucking up the whole experience.
Yeah, it was over the second I walked off there. You know what I mean? It's like, that was a blast. There it is. Now it's theirs, and they're going to do what they will with it.
Which, by the way, it ended with, which is so, like, in the second take, then Amir, like, just developed this, like, weird leg, you know, I don't know, cramp or just, like, dead leg, right? Remember he was walking around?
Yeah.
And so then he ends up, like, you know, chastising me for giving her a hard time, and then he falls down, and then I help him up, and then he falls on top of me, and then
the three of us were in such.
Lorraine came around the side and got on top of Amir, and now we're all like perfectly.
I don't know
intertwined
what was happening, but at one point when I was reverse cowgirl on you, and Amir took my arms, he had my arms out front, and I think you must have raised my legs in the back.
I did.
So that I was like in this art, which Lorraine ends up being a Muppet, and she really does. And
I would love to see that.
But loving it. And so, and in context of it, it was so like.
Yeah, but it was so crazy. Like, I never did Lorraine and didn't end up with a body of bruises the next weekend.
Oh, really?
Always. And if I didn't have bruises, I didn't probably do Lorraine right.
Wow.
And I was so happy when I woke up the next day and I was bruised.
Well, many women have said that after a night with Adam Ray.
Yeah.
What?
My inner thigh. I don't know why.
So specific.
I don't know why my inner thigh, but my inner thigh was completely black. And I think it was when my legs, I was squeezing that.
Amir's head. Right? That must have been it.
I don't know.
No.
Either that or squeezing. Was there something on
rough is
the dummy?
Stubble?
The dummy,
the dummy, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I was doing so much when you guys were in the back. Like, I don't know, but I had the strangest.
Mm-hmm. There was also a moment when you, which was so great, like, because I was definitely, you know, the straight man and trying to, like, but I couldn't just, you were doing so much, and I was having these moments where I was like, I can't just keep trying to interrupt and get in the way and move things forward. It's like, I have to add stuff at some point for you to. And when you grabbed the dummy and started to make out with it.
Oh, God. And then why did I do that?
That was incredible. And then I go, well, maybe the assailant doesn't want to be made out with. And then what do? And I pull the head away, and you go, then I'd be all, fuck you. Like, double flick off, and then just walked away. And I was like, oh, it's so funny. In my head, I'm like, all right, they'll bleep that and for sure use that, because that's. Because it crushed, as well as all three of us on top of each other, like, live.
Why
it was,
did they keep that? I mean,
it was bananas. It was like, the live audience was, I mean, it was.
They should have kept more. I was really stunned.
Yeah.
How quickly they edited that bit.
Yeah. And when you feel that in the audience, you're like, there's no way. That's the most clear indication of, like, you.
They're cracking
look
up.
What they're responding to.
You're
you
making
use
a comedy
that.
Show. They're laughing their butts off.
Yeah.
You might want to look at that.
Yeah, leave a chunk of that.
Leave a bit of that. Yeah. Or if not, and, you know, one thing the old Mad used to do that I always found kind of fun in watching was they would take outtakes from the taping of the show and put them at the tail end of the show.
Yeah.
Which works really well.
That's amazing.
It's genius.
Yeah, because it was a really lovely way for the audience to kind of see into the actual experience. As you know, when that audience is there, I mean, there's such an amazing experience going on with comedy and an audience.
Yeah.
And the ensemble players. And having
that's a brilliant idea.
It worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was. People looked forward to it. I always looked forward to it.
Sure. Because we saw how it ended up, but.
Here's some insight.
Let's see how the fudge is packed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
Okay, Brad. You know what?
What? Is that not an expression
my
people
7-year-old
use?
7-year-old nieces are going to listen to this episode.
I mean, I'm just saying that sometimes you want to know how fudge is packed.
I'm going to bring that up to Bonnie Hunt.
Is that going to be your line after you rear-ender?
Because there's somebody that's going to have an opine about it.
Have you ever thought about writing a Lorraine movie or like fake documentary?
Because I used to think about it more back then, you know,
sure.
Like after the fact. And I, you know, the thing that's frustrating is that none of that never happened with Mad TV.
Right.
You yeah, know? There wasn't the Wayne's those, World, the
those it's offshoot shame.
Movies.
She would have been an easy way to do a
oh,
film.
Oh, come on.
You do a Lorraine road trip? And just have
that's still exactly, can by the way.
I had an outline, and that was
nothing
that,
but her discovering things all across
it.
The country.
That was it. It would end up being sort of like a, it's a mad yeah. world. But
can
Lorraine,
can Lorraine be a correspondent for Vice?
Yeah. Oh my God!
Can you send Lorraine into Libya?
Oh my!
Yes,
God.
And Syria and just
yeah.
It's,
no, it is. It writes
send Lorraine
itself.
To a like, Trump rally? Come on!
It yeah. really does write itself. Lorraine is, yeah. she just, you know, it's hard to script her because there really shouldn't be a script
yeah,
in
no.
a way.
No.
It doesn't require one.
No,
so
what's
beats
most,
are fine,
yeah.
you know, but it's like...
Is that, what's is that what is most fun about doing her? Is knowing that you have, you know her so well that you kind of get, you have your environment and then it's just kind of...
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... That's pretty much like we didn't do a ton of we still did in studio ones, but a lot of them were remote Lorraine shoots just out in the world, be
yeah.
that Lorraine goes to the beach or to the college or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of movie that it would have
yeah.
been.
Yeah, it would be great.
Easy.
Her going back to college, what
it
a no brainer.
Nothing.
Jesus.
Sure. Because you just film a la Borat, you know, you just. Get people
and
you
that's
go into
what was
situations.
Sort of happening back then. It was about yeah. the same time, and I was like, "This is a perfect."
This is, let's do this.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking a lot about Mad. I don't want to. I don't want people to think that, like, that's where your career.
Nothing has happened since.
I mean,
not true.
Not true. I mean, Joan on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, she was awesome.
That
another
show.
Another great
experience.
I mean,
you like, were so good.
I've had the best. I have had some of the most wonderful yeah. shows to work on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was
another great ensemble, right? Just
good Lord. I mean, when Amy Poehler is captain of the ship,
yeah.
do you know what I mean? You can't come on and have an ego, so nobody did. So it was all about the comedy, you know, and the people you're working with, the relationships, and just making comedy, having a good time.
Yeah, and you get the from an outsider watching that show. You watch that kind of comedy, you just go, oh, my God, it looks like they're having so much fun on set.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We absolutely did.
So many talented people,
yeah,
just
absolutely.
All...
If you're not having fun and you're making comedy,
oof.
You should step away, go check yourself,
yeah,
and then come back. Because it's...
And you can see it. You can see it.
You can see it.
You can sense
really,
it.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah, rather be a scripted thing that you can do 700 takes for. If you're
yeah.
not having fun doing it, it's not going to come
translate.
Across. Yeah.
And that's part of that relationship with the audience, too. It's
absolutely.
Like giving them the benefit of the doubt to know what's funny and to
yeah.
laugh with you and, you know.
Do we know if there's going to be season 2 of Lady Dynamite?
There is.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. Oh,
fuck.
Another, like, this one, too.
It's no mistake.
It's just, yeah, right?
This
Minnesota.
Is Maria Bamford's show on
yes.
Netflix, Lady Dynamite, which, if you enjoy your comedies completely structured and to a formula, do not watch this
don't
show.
Do it. Don't do it.
But also, if you enjoy comedy.
Yeah, but if you enjoy comedy, just good. I love this show so much because just whatever,
yeah.
whenever you think you've got it figured out, it completely.
Yeah.
Along comes a curveball.
Yeah, yeah, I would say if you like a show like Community, which would have so many just randomness.
Yeah.
Stuff go on. You will absolutely love this show.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's so amazing because it's a show about bipolar Maria
yes.
Bamford.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then if there is a structure to the show,
right.
it is bipolar in
yes.
its structure.
The
That is the beautiful
yeah.
collage that it is.
Yeah. Imagine
the show
yeah.
itself is bipolar.
Imagine not just
wow.
a person
yeah.
being bipolar. Imagine being the universe there. In being
yes.
bipolar. That's
yeah.
how I would describe the show.
It really is.
And what if
it
was written by Amy Poehler? Then you'd be like, well, this is...
Bipolar Polar?
Bipolar Polar.
I mean, all right. Coming up next after some sort of Bonnie Hunt reference.
Bonnie Hunt's going,
I was
can I get paid for all these references?
I know, right?
Can that happen? But yeah.
I bet we get Bonnie Hunt verified on Twitter tonight.
At least trending somewhere.
That bitch.
Fuck you, Hunt.
I love it. That sounds like you would rather say cunt, but you're being nice and saying Hunt. Fuck you, Hunt. Right?
It's like,
fuck you, Hunt.
That's me in 20 years.
I'm going to say Hunt instead of cunt from now on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, can I even
now,
say
Helen cunt? Or yeah, Bonnie? Yeah,
fine.
Okay. Huh?
Helen or Bonnie?
Oh,
let's not forget that there's a couple.
There's a
couple Hunts up there.
God.
We feel better, but we're still laughing. We still know what we mean.
Yep. I mean, sometimes Hollywood has something in mind. Sometimes they just hire a bunch of Hunts. Makes sense.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I mean, that sounds like something like when they're doing Snakes on a Plane and it gets that line where Samuel L. Jackson goes, I'm tired of all these
mother-loving
snakes on this
mother-loving
plane.
Yeah.
I know.
That's it. It's like, Joanne was acting like such a
Hunt. Well, wouldn't it say the whole thing? Oh, such a Bonnie Hunt?
Yeah, exactly.
Such a Bonnie Hunt. Yeah. Such that's a the Bonnie Irish Hunt. Version.
Yeah. They're such a Bonnie Hunt.
I strive to be a Bonnie Hunt.
Oh, the last was being such a Bonnie Hunt.
Oh my God!
And let it be known that we're doing Irish accents not Scottish accents.
It's Irish, all right. I just went to Ireland in July, so
did you?
Did you have a Guinness?
Oh, what do you? I had a Guinness, and then I had another, and another, and so it goes.
That's such an Irish
bookend.
And so
she went.
Yeah.
And there she was, and there she fell. And then she got up and she did it again.
God, I didn't realize till this moment how much the Irish love their prepositions.
Oh, jeez. And their Hunts.
And their Bonnie Hunts.
And their Bonnie Hunts.
Have you always been good at voices?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I feel weird saying that, but
you've done voices on Family Guy, King of the Hill, right? I mean,
and currently you're on F is for Family.
Yeah.
God, you guys, have you seen it yet?
Yes, dude, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
Burr is like a god to us.
Yeah.
The second season, okay. If you enjoyed first season,
loved it,
which we did.
Every table read we did, and this, my head was blown with these. Like, I just can't even wrap my brain around how amazing some of these jokes are. You know?
Oh, I love it. Aren't there like Simpsons? Bill Burr's a genius. So that's
Mike Price from Simpsons head in this. I can't even.
I'm
second
so
season
for it.
Is twice as funny.
Oh my so God, I love that.
And just because it's a time and an era where all those characters. You know someone who is like everyone in that show.
Yeah. And now that they have the first season done and we're just repeating these characters, so we're getting in deeper with them.
Right.
The writers know them better.
You can do more with
them.
And
man, here we go.
I love hearing that.
They're just off the chain.
I love that.
What are those table reads? I mean, is it just.
It's hilarious. Can you even compare it to anything? They're my favorite table reads.
Yeah.
They're so good. They're just big laughs, right?
Yeah.
Just hilarious, good energy. I love it.
And also Netflix, is that somewhat responsible for just the overall, like...
Well, for letting them do it.
Yeah.
For letting them do their voice, to do what they want to do. They're trusting these people. That's the best thing a network can do is please let the creative people
be creative.
Do what they do.
That's why you hired them.
They know the best.
Right.
I don't know
they
when
know.
The whole, like, I have to justify my job to stay here. Like, it would be, and shouldn't there, like, things like FX, like the way they handle Louis or Netflix, it's like, you can also just justify your job and make a statement and leave your mark by being like, oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Or here's something minimal that maybe is
your job
relevant.
Is to say, I hired all these wonderful creative people.
Yeah.
And now you let them go.
Yeah.
Because if you were the creative person, you'd be on the other side.
Right.
Not behind.
Yeah.
It's,
you didn't get there. You didn't get to that side of the table. Which is fine. Now you're on network. Now just let the creative people do what they do best.
That's why I love when an actor makes that transition to them being behind the camera then they just know. They just know how to let actors go and let them do their thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
bring their gifts.
Yeah.
Did you know Bill Burr prior to this?
Did I?
Like, how familiar are you with the stand-up world these days?
I haven't really been doing... I mean, I'll step in every now and then and do like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Oh, you still will?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
But
we
got to
have Robert. We do shows at the Factory Improv every now and then. You should definitely come down. Yeah.
I know. It's been so long. Like, I haven't been to the Factory in a long time.
You could step into any of these places, by the way.
Do you think they still let me in?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Would they?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You're very humble and modest, but, like, you're a big fucking deal.
I'm not.
Yep, you are.
I'm not, but not in the stand-up world, and I have such respect for it, too, that I understand how people feel that are in there that, like, oh, who's this bitch? Who's this Hunt coming in here? You know, who's this Bonnie Hunt coming in here wanting to go up when I, you know, it's like,
sure.
I get it, and yet it's like...
Yeah, but also I don't know. There's a good run of people that are doing that are like Judd Apatow jumped in again to stand up. And I think there was maybe some of those feelings at first, but also,
but now we're kind of recognizing how hard he's working at it.
Yeah.
He's not just doing it to stroke his ego.
You have to have something when you go up.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, Jeff Garland goes up and improvises all the time, but
Jeff
like
Garland.
You, I mean, like you could also be, but it's always, you know, very engaging, and maybe there's peaks and valleys, but
it's always gone well. That's what's really weird.
Yeah.
You know, and scary at the same time, because then part of me is like, this is the one. It's not going to go well. You know,
right.
But don't this we all?
But it's good to have that.
Sure.
You have to have
you
that.
You have to
if
have
I don't
that.
Have a little bit of uncertainty going up every time, even for an 8-minute set, then it's like, you know, when that does go away, then I'll be, you know.
Dead.
You'll be a dead Hunt.
You'll be a dead Hunt.
When was the last time you went up and did stand up?
Let's see. I did a couple weeks ago. I did, or 3 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, improv.
Okay.
I did recently.
There you go.
At both the places down there, I did.
Okay.
I did like Rebecca Corey had a storytelling thing. I went and did that. But then I did, there was something at the improv.
Mm-hmm.
I did a show.
We should get, well, I'll shoot you a handful of things and you just say yes or no. But there's, you know, a buddy of ours runs a great show at the Comedy Store on Tuesdays in the main room. And, you know, last week it was, you know, me, Bobby Lee, Dana Carvey, Jim Jeffries. And it's just great. And the crowd's great.
Where's the women, man?
Eliza Schlesinger.
Okay.
Yep. But we would like to have more women.
I know. Yeah. I hear these lists all the time and I'm like, God. I get a little frustrated.
Yeah,
you know what?
And I feel it's.
Be on them.
I'm not frustrated at the men. I'm frustrated with the ladies. Like, come on, ladies.
Yep.
Let's get out there.
Yeah, and it's something
does that sound
to where
mean to my ladies now they're gonna get pissed at me.
No,
they are. They're gonna get pissed at me.
No.
Here comes the troops. Yeah. No, it does. It happens.
All the Hunts are gonna line up.
Oh, I know. I have to keep myself as leader of the Hunts. You know, and then.
There's moments when Adam and I will look through our past podcasts and go like, oh, what the fuck are we doing? We need a woman. Like we need a female voice on this because we don't want to just be, because we know that we're just one view. We don't want to just always have the dude view.
Well, let me ask you. Now I've been sitting here with you for. Is it weird because my tits are so great? Do you know what I mean?
I didn't want to stop you
from being who you are as podcasters.
I mean, there's times when we're able to look past it and be professional. But then there's times when just. Being a man takes over, and I am a man. I have simple needs.
Well, and I'm going to say that happened when I came in the door, and you had me take my shirt off.
To be fair, we do that with everybody.
Oh, okay.
We do that with absolute. Right. When
Bob Saget had his shirt off before he came in,
I'm a presumptive Hunt.
Yes, it's not just the ladies.
Yeah.
Well,
there's men's there's some men's tits out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
I mean, that's
rivaling mine.
Sure. I don't know if you've seen Kevin Nealon topless. Amazing tits. Amazing tits.
You know what?
That Hans and Franz sketch.
There's a good chance they're going to be in the car together tonight when I rear end them.
Will you come back on this?
Yeah, on this podcast.
See you tomorrow night.
Okay, we'll do it again.
It's a little soon, but definitely.
Two nights. I have to bring a shirt back to him. Anyway. No, I would love to. This is
you're amazing. This was so
fun. This is really fun.
Have you done a podcast before?
I do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, you
do.
Yeah, of course. You're great on them.
It's fun.
You can tell you've done them.
Yeah. And thank you. Where can people find you? On the Instagrams, on the
Twitter? Well, I would say Twitter, but I'm not verified, so they don't know how to fucking find me. But it's... I think it's the Mo Collins.
Okay.
That stupid handle. Because, you know, the other Mo Collins is going to Mo Collins, and he's dead now, and there
yeah.
you go.
All right, there you go.
But, yeah,
hey, he's at Funny Brad. I'm Adam Ray Comedy, so, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, we have to, got, yeah.
we understand.
And then Instagram, I don't know, Instagram.
And then on...
That underscore Mo underscore Collins.
Great. What do you Insta?
What do I Insta?
Yeah. yeah.
I probably Insta more than I tweet.
Yeah.
I think.
What the fuck was that sentence?
Hey, yeah.
I like, don't know, I know like what that was.
I like pictures. I you know, I like pictures and little videos and stuff. And then it goes right to Twitter when I do it.
You can put a funny filter on it?
I can filter it. I have that other one with the filter.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh, you snap too?
I do the Snapchat.
Well, you can pretend to be a dog for like 6 seconds.
Oh, I love
amazing.
That.
I like the pixie filter.
I love that.
I like to feel like a fairy.
One time there was a pipe. I just pretend I was smoking a pipe.
Or a pipe.
And then the wave came in. And it blew the pipe away. Didn't it?
It did.
We were all pirates that night, weren't we? We were all pirates. Wonderful night of piratry. And tonight we're all going to be fairies with pretty garlands on our heads.
That's what's coming for you, Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Right there.
I'm coming with you with my garland.
Oh. You don't Insta pictures of food, do you?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So no.
You're safe. You won't see like Moe's lasagna.
What Moe's?
No, Moe's lasagna.
Articulate, Brad.
Moe's lasagna, not a Moe's, which sounds like a character from Fraggle Rock.
No, I don't know what I don't have like a theme or anything. Okay. Yeah. I just sort of every now and then. Sometimes it's personal. Sometimes I'm trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. So
people want both.
Yeah, I
in
give
this
them
day
both.
And age, yeah.
Man, I am a giver. When I tell you what. The first word I think of when I think of myself, I'm going to be honest with you, it's giver. Fucking hashtag that shit. Mo Collins, giver.
Has Lorraine ever used an iPhone?
Probably not.
Do you mind if we show Lorraine this iPhone? Is that cool?
Oh, what is that? What is an iPhone?
This is a phone.
Huh? Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a phone. You can...
Oh. Well, I don't see any, you know, what do they call that? Like the ear, where the ear.
Oh, no.
The earbud. The earbud.
I think it's an earbud.
Yeah, ear, huh? Not a bike. It's earbud.
Like, well, you know, there could be an ear bike.
I'm sure that can happen. But no, the speaker's actually right there.
Yeah.
So you listen right there.
So I can play my Led Zeppelin or no?
You actually can have all your music's inside of the phone, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't need more records or CDs or nothing. It's inside the phone.
What else? Like a... VCR or what else can you do with it?
I mean, you can watch movies.
Huh?
You could
like what movies?
What movies do you like?
Huh? Well, you know, like Mad. Mad. What is that? Who's that actor?
Okay, well, I mean
James Spader.
And then
Spader.
Yeah, and then you could text your friends.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No, I mean, if you have friends, you don't have to call them. You can just say, hey,
send them
on my way.
I don't call them anyway, you know. I want to just meet them at the mall.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could text them and say, meet me at the mall.
I could, but I'm not going to.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have, like, don't you hate traffic? You hate traffic, right?
God, I hate traffic.
Yeah. Well, now there's
I get out there in the El Camino. Oh God, it's awful.
Yeah. Well, there's apps and that show you how to get around traffic,
like appetizers on the road. Or?
Well, no, I'm not talking like a Bloomin' Onion or anything like that. But
I had a Bloomin' Onion once, but boy, the Prep H got rid of that.
Okay. Oh God.
Yeah. Carl too. Carl just he lives with it now, but we just consider it like a cushion on his backside. I don't get in there with the ATM anymore, I'll tell you that.
Maybe we should just give you a rotary phone.
Yeah, I'll take a rotary phone. I love to stick my finger in things. You know.
Motherfucking Collins. You're the best.
You're the best.
This is amazing.
This is fun.
This was really fun. Come back anytime.
Okay. I go out and I come right back in like an asshole.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
So, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or AboutLastNightPodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.